And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I am Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, photos, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. You can find all the podcasts there as well. I want to thank WGN for actually taking on the Sean Green Show and all the wackiness that we have to offer. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, make sure you do that. It's at Sean Green Show. If you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. And YouTube page, you can see all the behind-the-scenes stuff as far as the Sean Green Show. We got a jam-packed show for you this week. Definitely want to get it started. And one thing I definitely wanted to talk to you guys about, and I've been so pumped up have this guest on today. If you guys are into, you know, the 70s porn, and I was one of those guys that was totally into the 70s porn, and I have so many questions to ask our next guest, Serena. She has a new book, Bright Lights, Lonely Nights, and it's available right now on Amazon, wherever books are sold. She's on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. Hey, Serena, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm having a great time.
Oh, great, great. And congratulations on your new book. So, first things first, and I know you get asked this like a ton of times, is, you know, how long have you been involved in adult entertainment, and how did you get into it? Because people always, that's people's very first question when they meet somebody that has done adult entertainment as yourself.
Well, I like to think that I was discovered like Lana Turner. I was behind a counter as a waitress, and one of my customers came in and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to take you to my agent. And so I started out just modeling for what they called in those days Pretty Girl magazines, and there was a slew of them in San Fernando Valley where I lived. And I worked for Playboy's Wee, and I did Hustler, and I did Gallery, and all these magazines, and that kind of led me into first simulation on film, and then eventually hardcore.
Wow. And when you did, like, as far as your first hardcore scene and things like that, was it pretty comfortable for you to get into, or did it take you, a little bit of workup? Because some people, you know, they may feel like they need, you know, a little bit of motivation to do it. Did it take you any type of motivation to do it?
Well, I think I was with my then husband, and he was also doing it. That helped me along. I know I was scared at first, but then I got arrested for like simulated sex. I wasn't even doing anything, and they busted me, and so I just got real angry. And
oh, wow.
Because the vice cops were like making us all outlaws in those days, and so when I got angry, that's when I really started making a lot of movies.
Now, one thing that people always refer to as far as like 70s porn, they always refer to it as the golden age of porn, but I never really understood what that term meant. What is the if you was if somebody was to ask you about the golden age of porn, what would you describe it as?
Well, the 1970s is like encapsulizes that, because all the great stars, Johnny Wadd, John Holmes, in other words, and many great stars of films were in those days, Johnny Keyes, and, you know, a lot of women, Seika. The movies were made as movies where you could go to the theater and watch them as a film that had sex.
Right, right, right.
Because so it was a little more than what they do nowadays.
Yeah.
That's what they called it, the golden age. And actually, I'm in a great book, and it's how I got started writing my book that's called Golden Goddesses, Legendary Women of Classic Erotic Cinema. And it covers the 1970s.
Right, right. Because that was a lot, I mean, those type of movies back then, and you just mentioned it, you know, they actually had a storyline, and there was actual dialogue. I mean, and the porn that's out now is just, they get straight to it, or, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, celeb stuff that's out there right now that I'm not really a big fan of. I like the stuff that has, like, some type of story behind it, and you don't really get that anymore.
Well, everything's good for what it's good for. But the movies we made were, I don't know, if you like to sit down with a movie, you could take your date and watch it. You could, you know, it was like date night porn.
Right, right.
It wasn't just jerk-off porn. And I was with a great, incredible group of people, including Marilyn Chambers and Gloria Leonard and Kelly Nichols, Amber Lynn, Ginger Lynn, Nina Hartley, Christy Canyon. We're all kind of a group. And Candida Royale and just a lot of great people.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about is, and it's actually in your book, Bright Lights, Lonely Nights. In one part of the book, you say it's called In Love with the Cock. And I was like, oh, my God. It says, you might think I was taken advantage of, but I didn't feel that way. I wanted cock without the problems and hangups and bullshit. Explain that to me, because I never heard a woman talk like that. I'm like, wow. I thought, you know, from a guy's point of view, we always thought, you know, when it comes to sex and things like that, that it was really, you know, kind of trivial when it came to women. So can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I'm the kind of person, I admit, that I fall in love every time I fuck someone. But by making movies, I could look at getting fucked and making love as just my work. So it was very freeing for me to be able to just have physical sex. I liked it. And because I am bipolar, that kind of drove me into the business, you know, in an emotional way, because I was so hot for anything all the time. I was literally almost insatiable.
Really? And can you say, I mean, are you, like, calmed down now, more calm than you were back then?
Yeah, I retired because AIDS came around, and I didn't want to get involved with that. And then as the years went by in my own life, as an artist, I've had to get on medication, which kind of has calmed the the insatiable. But I'm still, like, sexually active, and I'm still hot to trot, and I'm still in love.
That's good,
and, you know.
That's good to know. That's
yeah.
Very good to know. Because, you know, I always thought, you know, once you know, get to a certain age, or, you know, especially in that industry, that, you know, you may, you know, get bored of it and be like, oh, okay, this is like any other, you know, cock I had, you know, in the past, you know. So, I mean, that's really good stuff to know. Now, one thing I would definitely want to ask you about is when it transitioned from, you know, the 70s and the 80s and then the 90s porn, what made you make that transition? I mean, when AIDS came around, yes, that did scare you, but were there other contributing factors that made you say, you know what, this is not the business for me anymore. I'm going to go ahead and get out and work on my own.
Well, AIDS was number one, but also I really was, I'd been wounded in my, you know, just too many people had sucked me, and I was hurting in my pelvic area. So, and that took time to heal.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And definitely I wanted to ask you about in your book is you have a lot of poetry in there. Now, have you always done poetry, or is this something that you just happen to grow into doing?
Oh, that's actually a really nice question. I think I started writing, like, real poetry. I probably wrote teenage poetry.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think I actually became a poetess when I fell in love with the last man that I'm now living with.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing poetry of the mountain where we live and love poems to him. And actually, it's really a good question. I've got to explain myself. I wrote a book that's like 300 pages that's a solid poem.
Mm-hmm.
From start to finish, that's going to be my next book. The book that's out now, Bright Lights, Lonely Nights, is my autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my autobiography is that I danced as a headliner. I wasn't just a porn star, but I also was a dancer. And I would go to the place that Marilyn Chambers went, which was the Mitchell Brothers Theater in San Francisco, and be a headliner. But I wrote a book of poetry about the other dancers, the girls backstage, called Backstage Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically one long poem of these women that do it like day in and day out.
Right.
That aren't headliners, that aren't porn stars. They're just strippers. You know, well, not just strippers, but they're women that are strippers. So I wrote a book about them, and I took a lot of photographs of them, and I've done a lot of drawings of them, and I'm actually now working on that book, and hopefully maybe it'll be out by the end of the year. I don't know yet, but I'm actually working on that as a project right now.
Wow. Now, the title of the book is Bright Lights, Lonely Nights. And when I read that title, even when I say that title, is that pretty much the setting of pretty much every porn star? Is like you're doing pretty much what every average person wishes they can do. Because I'm speaking from the guy's perspective here, because we think about sex all the time. If we can get paid to do it, that'll be, you know, that will be like the best thing that ever happens to any guy. So
everybody thinks that, but it's
right.
Not true.
Right. It's like, like I said, I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
So when you do with the title of the book, is that pretty much what it is? You're portraying what everybody wants. And then at the end of the day, you're still, you know, lacking something. Is that why you came up with that title?
Well, it's true for me in that the sets, yes, I was a star. So the sets were bright lights. And it's true for me because my lonely nights during that time was that I was very, I was in a very bad marriage. So I didn't have a lot of companionship or love in my life. But I did have a lot of bright lights. The actual title, Bright Lights, Lonely Nights, comes from one of the dancers I was just telling you about that's in my second book, Backstage Girls, because she told me that if I ever wrote about her, to say Bright Lights, Lonely Nights, because she hadn't had a date in like 2 years, and she was very sad.
Wow.
And so I took that, I kind of stole that title because I liked the title. It did apply to me at the time.
Wow.
Because I was in this bad marriage. So.
Wow. Now, let me ask you about one of your films, actually, Pleasure Palace, that was made back in 79. Now, was that actually filmed in a whorehouse, or was that a that just a myth?
No, it really was. In a whorehouse.
Wow. Oh my God.
Really funny. That's a nice movie because I look great in it, by the way.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to watch it again tonight. So
there's a few movies that I'm really proud of and I look real cute.
Really? Yeah, I definitely got to check that out. Now, one thing I definitely want to ask you about is your art, because you are an artist and you do paintings, correct? And there are some samples of it in the book, but are there other places where we can see your works of art?
Well, not at the moment. I'm just about to put up a site that'll have more of that. And then my next book, Backstage Girls, is not only poetry and photographs, but it's also like full of line drawings. So it's really an art book. And that's where I'm going to bring out, not my paintings, but they're my drawings of women.
Wow. And what would you say to, if you had a daughter, or if you knew somebody that had a younger daughter that wanted to get into porn, would you try to sway them away from that profession, or would you egg them and say, you know what, go for what you know?
Well, I'd probably turn them on to my agent, that's still my agent, that was my agent from, like, the beginning, Bill Margold in Hollywood, and he would probably try to talk them out of it. He probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to do it, you can't really be talked out of it. So
right.
At least if you're going to do it, you should know the ins and outs and, you know,
yeah.
You should know all the bad things about the business before you get into it.
Right.
Yeah,
because a good agent will tell you everything. He's not gonna, you know, a bad
right.
one's going to tell you, is going to be a yes person and just be like, yeah,
right.
You should go ahead and do it, and I'll represent you. So go ahead and do it. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Now, if it was any, I mean, do you still watch porn, by the way?
I do.
Really? And is it more the recent stuff? And if so, what's your favorite?
I'm not going to tell.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say that's too private.
Oh. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I like the fact that you still watch it because, I know I still watch it, and that's, you know, it's really a great thing, and you've been very awesome. The name of the book is Bright Lights, Lonely Nights. Author is Serena, adult film star of Golden Age of Porn. If you haven't checked out any of her films, make sure you guys check it out. And you can find her book, Bright Lights, Lonely Nights, at Amazon, Barnes Noble, wherever fine books are sold. So make sure you guys check it out and buy that book, because it's a very good read. And I had fun reading the book. And Serena, it was an honor having you on.
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun.
All right, great. And we'll be back right after this.